দিবসাম আল আইন ইদা রাআতিল হাবিবা ওয়াল আইন সিজ ইটস বিলভড দেন দ্য আইজ বিকামস বিলভড ওয়েন ইউ লুক এট ইয়োর বিলভড দেন ইয়োর আই বিকামস বিলভড লিসেন টু দিস ওয়াল কদমু
ইজ মোর বিলভড টু মি দেন দ্য এন্টায়ার ওয়ার্ল্ড ইন হোয়াট ইট কন্টেইনস
তাকুনু ফিল লাহ ওয়াল লাত লাইক We thought that peace of heart, peace of mind is to be found in play, in lahwa and la'ab, in amusement and in play. وَمَا عَلِمْنَا مَا الذِّكْرُ وَمَا لَذَّاتُهُ We didn't know what is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the enjoyment of such dhikr. ظَنَنَّا لُطْفَ الْحَيَاةِ Reading it, inshallah. كيف نحمد ربنا كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد ولسنا أهلا لصحبته الحميدية إن هذا فضل ربنا علينا الحميد ذهب طيب حديقتنا ذهب نور عيوننا وكأن الليل يغشانا وإن أفراحنا معه في المباركة المكانا أميانا ويا أسفا نظن أن أدبنا له سيكفينا كيف نحمد ربنا لعطائه الحميد الدعاء يخرج من قلوبنا كل حين اللهم ثبتنا وقلوبنا بالعافية على ذكرك وعلى الدين اللهم
إيمان enter into Islam fully and this verse commands us to enter into complete Islam this means that we should accept every law and adopt it practically By adopting any other method, we will be following in the path of shaitan. Islam refers to a complete system of life which has been mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. This includes aqaid, our beliefs, ibadat.
...of Shawwal, that is when we after Ramzan, our Eid's day. Most of us, we get happy that Ramzan is finished. Now it's Eid's day, we can eat again and we can enjoy ourselves again. But our great elders, Hazrat Manana, Shah Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when the moon for Ramzan Eid is triumphant, a person there is going to be a wedding in the family and a close member who you love also you desire. But on the wedding day, you become so ill that you cannot go. Your form, your making, but please make me mark, your heart will be there all the time. Now this family member has come, we should have met there, we should have been there. So Allah gave us this wonderful season, though we are not there, some, most of us, inshallah, some parents, family members are there, little bit by that. But just this is an ummah thing, this is about the ummah. We should be attached to Makkah and Medina Sharif, we should be making du'as for the hajis, that Allah make it easy for them there. Then the night of Muzdalifah, back to Mina, felting the shayateen, and then again making qurbani, etc., and tawaf again. What a wonderful occasion! And this all builds up now to the stage that where we have come in today, the first of Zulhijjah. This first 10 days, I even try so great, the greatest. Allah is unique, there is nobody like Allah. There is nothing that can match Allah in any way, but Allah is taking qasam. And where is Allah taking qasam? In the Quran Sharif. So let's just think about it. How great is not these words of Allah, that Allah is taking qasam. And in the Quran, well, big houses, even if they don't need it, 8 bedrooms, 10 bedrooms, the swimming pool, tennis court, gardens, big people, well, big houses. So Allah is the biggest. So Allah's house should be the biggest total. But Allah considered us and made His house very small. According to our thinking, its value is very, very great. And then together with that, Habibatan ila Rahman. Allah loves them also very, very greatly. Subhanallah alhamdulillah. Subhanallah al-Azim. Similarly, in these days, the ibadah should have been very difficult and hard. Give up everything and just...
In the love of children, a person does lot of wrong things also. For example, you went shopping, the child wants a toy or wants some clothing in which there is a murat in it. Something which is not permitted, or some musical tone in the toy or in the shoes, etc. Now, in the love of the child, you buy it for him, and you don't look at the command of Allah Ta'ala. So children are also a great test and try. They demand lot from the parents and lot of wrong things. They want to go in wrong company. They want to spend their time at wrong places. And for parents to control them, when they have the love of the children in their heart, this is also a great test and trial. So Allah Ta'ala warns us of these two great tests and trials, your wealth and your children. Wallahu indahu ajrun azim. Aur Allah jo hai, uske paas hai thawab bara. And your great rewards is by Allah Ta'ala. Your child cannot reward you. You're making your children happy, you, at the end, you're also going to suffer the consequences. And they also going to suffer the consequences. And if you'll make Allah happy, you will be happy, they will be also happy at the end. So how to train our children? The proper Islamic upbringing, that is also very important, to bring them up in the correct way, so that they obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and in there lies our eternal, and finally, our eventual success and happiness lies in obeying the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So in these ayat, Allah has explained to us, bad conditions will come on a person, good conditions will come. In all that, the solution is, look at the commandments of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and please Allah and His Rasul, and then you will have passed these tests successfully.